performance. I feel like it could have been better, but I definitely had some plays that, you know, I felt good and comfortable with. And I'm just looking forward to carrying that on for the rest of the season.
You said that you had some really good knockback and felt like you were dominant at times. Do you feel that way? I mean, do you have some confidence coming off that team?
Yeah. Definitely. No, just looking forward and looking ahead in the season. But I mean, this week's a new week. You know, I gotta come with another game plan and be ready for the Ravens, because you know they have a different type of running scheme compared to Eagles.
Was that your best game as a pro?
I say best game so far. Just excited to continue to play.
How do you get that to be consistent?
Really just focus. You know, having focus throughout the week and focus in pregame and going out and performing. Carl, he's really proved himself, you know, so far. I mean, it's only been one game, but at the same time, he's a guy who's he's not going to stray away from a fight. You know, he's a guy who's going to expect a lot out of himself, a lot out of the defense, and that's one of the reasons why I like playing with him.
The weight loss that you had, how does that affect you now when you're going one-on-one with big centers or guards or whatever?
I think it's obvious. I mean, when you're lighter and you go against bigger opponents, and they're going to be able to move you. But the most important thing is for me to, you know, stay true to my technique, you know what I'm saying, pad level, because pad level will really kill you against these big linemen.
So do you regret at all losing that?
No, it's just more of a challenge for me, you know, just keeping my head that I need to focus on my pad level more when I'm going against these guys.
The quickness, explosiveness that's, you know, required there, what do you do to refine that or to improve it?
Treatment. I say taking care of my body, really. You know, getting recovery, getting rest, being able to, you know, just perform throughout the week the same I did, you know, the week before. And so if I can stay on that routine, it'll definitely help me out throughout the season.
Is that a reflex thing too?
You gotta have, be keyed on that too. But at the same time, I feel like your body is really the main thing you gotta focus on. A good coach used to tell me is your body is your paycheck, and so you gotta take care of it, you know.
Ray Horton said last week that the defensive staff has really asked you to change some of the technical things you do, some of the things with technique.
Yeah.
What have they been really focusing on, and how do you think those things may be helping?
Really, it's just focusing on playing your technique, you know, keeping your hands tight, playing square, you know, just staying on your guys so the LBs can make plays. And that's kind of something that, you know, I've been used to in college, you know, just doing my job so the LBs can, you know, make plays. But at the same time, Coach Nunn is also giving us, you know, some freedom to make plays as well. So.
And you talked about pad level earlier. Is that something that they emphasize too?
Most definitely. I need to do that every week. I feel like my mind kind of dozes off when I'm in the game, in the zone, you know, and don't really care for my pad level. And so throughout the week, I got to continue to focus on having low pads and, you know, staying square down the line.
A lot of players have talked about muscle memory in terms of, you know, pad level and those type of things.
Right.
So is that something that you're
It's just a repetition thing for you. That the more you do it, maybe then the muscle memory will just naturally be there, and you won't have to think about it as much.
Yeah, definitely. That helps. At the same time, you know, we're all focused on, you know, the assignment for the play as well, the assignment for the week. So, you know, it's just something I have to prioritize. You know, I have to be more keen on that.
You were so dominant in college. Did you think it would be the same way when you got to the NFL?
Yeah. You know, I thought that it'd be easy, and then you know, learn really quick. You know, it's a team sport, and you can't really count on yourself to make all the plays. And so, I think it's really good what we have here. I feel like we have, you know, really confident players. Everybody's confident in themselves and their teammates. And so I'm excited to just continue to play with these guys.
So as you've learned that it's not as easy as you thought, has your confidence kind of wavered at all, or has it always been high? Have you always believed you could be the dominant guy?
It's always been my expectation, you know, to be a dominant defensive lineman. And, you know, every time I have a bad game, it's hard to get past it. But, you know, that's just part of the game. You got to get past it and move on and get ready for the next week.
So Sunday, for instance, you had what you think is your best game as a pro against a center, Kelsey, who's made a pro. What does that do for you psychologically?
You know, psychologically, just focus on the next opponent, really. We got a great offensive line we're going up against, and it's a division team. And so psychologically, I'm just focused on the next team.
So it doesn't give you a boost at all?
I mean, it does a little, but at the same time, I'm not going to be going up against a guy who's, you know, Kelsey every week, you know. So I got to refocus and continue to dominate.
Yesterday, Joe Flacco said he didn't really recognize anyone that plays defense outside of Joe Hayden. You maybe want to introduce yourself to him on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, that's our goal. As a defense, we want to hit the quarterback, and Joe Flacco is the quarterback. So, you know, that's our plan. We're going to try to hit the quarterback.
If you didn't answer this already, is it encouraging or inspiring to hear Hugh Jackson say that you're starting to be dominant up front?
I don't really pay attention to all that, you know, all the comments outside of this room. You know, I just focus on playing with my brothers, my defensive linemen. You know, we have a lot of players who are really talented, and so I'm just always excited to play with these guys and excited for the opportunity to play.
What do you see from the Ravens O-line offense and their running game?
You know, they're still a dominant offensive line. I mean, they're 1-0, so we're just going to have to continue to play as hard as we can as a defense, you know, to try to stop this run and, you know, get the win.
Did you get to know Terrence West? I know it was only a training camp. He got traded last September. But did you get to know him at all in that brief period of time?
Not really. I mean, he was a good player when we had him. He's definitely a good player for the Ravens right now. So we're just going to game plan and try to stop their run.